There is no agreement, as I mentioned, as to the right approach to data parallel Java. May in fact be there are several approaches. One approach that seems rather simple and natural is to use the native classes, as we discussed, for compiler runtime. That's where you'll get your performance. And then build a front end, which essentially uses the Java interpreter, which is interpreted, and we follow the philosophy of MATLAB and APL. Namely, we make the interpreter address not array elements, but arrays. So this interpreter is manipulating the scientific objects at a very coarse-grained level. So the interpreted, and particularly for Java, the object overhead is irrelevant. So here we've invented a new class called HP Array, High Performance Array, which has a method called matmal, and we've set the HP Array A equal to the result of multiplying B and C. This is very similar to an HPF interpreter that we designed and built in 93. This was done by Wojtek Fomansky, which was very successful. We did not pursue it past the prototype stage because we had to do everything ourselves, including the interpreter. Now we see that using Java technology, we can take these ideas and implement them in a simpler and more pervasive fashion. The resultant system you get out of this is sort of quite interesting because it automatically has these Java wrappers we mentioned that we wanted anyway to be able to do visualization and other types of interfaces of Java to my running scientific simulation. And so this wrapper object, which we associate with every array, which is a true object, would have methods that grabbed elements, such as a.grabElement 1, 100, would allow you to grab from the running native classes matrix elements A1 through A100 and then view them in some visualization or other system. There are lots of details here. In particular, for all is not so obvious because it's not naturally expressible in this fashion, but we believe we have a way of doing that. We also notice that Java is not truly interpreted but semi-interpreted, and if we want to make it just like MATLAB or APL, we want something more like JavaScript, which is a fully interpreted system. All these issues are still very unclear, need a lot more experimentation, but they basically look pretty promising that we can produce a very interesting system.